And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 30th of March, 2015. The birthday of Vincent van Gogh, born in Zundert, Holland, in 1853. His brother Theo gave van Gogh a small monthly stipend, and in return van Gogh gave his brother every canvas that he painted. Van Gogh wrote to his brother how much sadness there is in life. The right thing is to work. He moved to a little town north of Paris and painted feverishly until insanity overtook him, and he committed suicide at the age of 37. It's the birthday of Anna Sewell, born in Yarmouth, England, 1820, author of Black Beauty, the autobiography of a horse, narrated by the horse himself. It was on this day, 1867, the United States agreed to purchase Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million. It had belonged to Russia for about 125 years. People thought it was a ridiculous waste to spend so much money for frozen tundra. But then gold was discovered in the 1890s. The Klondike gold rush followed. Tens of thousands of people headed north to try to strike it rich. Alaska became a territory in 1912, then became the 49th state. In 1968, oil was discovered in the far north of Alaska. The Prudhoe Bay pipeline was built, started to pump oil in 1977, and now that area near Prudhoe Bay is the largest oil field in the United States. It's the birthday of the playwright Sean O'Casey, born in Dublin in 1880, author of The Plough and the Stars, Juno, and The Paycock. And it was on this day in 1858, Hyman Lippmann of Philadelphia patented the first pencil with an attached eraser, the common yellow pencil, hexagon-shaped to keep them from rolling off the table. A single pencil can draw a line 35 miles long, write about 45,000 words. John Steinbeck loved pencils, started every day with 24 freshly sharpened ones, and used 60 pencils a day to write The Grapes of Wrath. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Simpson entitled Chocolates. Once some people were visiting Chekhov. While they made remarks about his genius, the master fidgeted. Finally he said, "Do you like chocolates?" They were astonished and silent. He repeated the question, whereupon one lady plucked up her courage and murmured shyly, "Yes." "Tell me," he said, leaning forward, light glinting from his spectacles, "what kind? The light, sweet chocolate, or the dark, bitter kind?" The conversation became general. They spoke of cherry centers, of almonds and Brazil nuts. Losing their inhibitions, they interrupted one another. For people may not know what they think about politics in the Balkans or the vexed question of men and women, but everyone has a definite opinion about the flavor of shredded coconut. Finally, someone spoke of chocolates filled with liqueur. And everyone, even the author of Uncle Vanya, was at a loss for words. As they were leaving, he stood by the door and took their hands. In the coach returning to Petersburg, they agreed that it had been a most unusual conversation. Chocolates, poem by Lewis Simpson, from his collected poems published by Paragon House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.